This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, June 14th. Well, cattle took it on the chin yesterday, especially out of the gate where we gapped lower and had quite a bit of selling throughout the early part of the session. Then about mid-session, we seemed to catch on the downside and then just kind of went flat. But we closed about mid-range on both the lives and the feeders. So not a horrible close considering the significant pressure that the markets were under. But now we have yet another gap to the downside. And my guess is that the markets will struggle. We'll probably try to come back up and fill those gaps, especially since we had a decent close yesterday. But there seems to be a fair amount of momentum to the downside here. In the box beef trade yesterday, we had the choice down 78 cents at 271. Select was down 144 at 247. The spread was up 166 at 2309. Movement 93 loads. Slaughter rate at a pretty steady pace, 125,000. That's equal to last week and up about 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index taking a bit of a drop, down 158 at 160.29. So we've seen a fair amount of volatility in a feeder cattle index, which is just a running average. And you have to have some big moves in the cash markets to create this kind of volatility. We had rallied about $8 just over the previous week, and then we gave about $1.50 of that back yesterday. So we're starting to see some volatility there. I think the concern is that this heat wave, this high pressure ridge and this heat dome that's been parked over the southern plains, you know, is going to kind of revert pastures back to where they were a couple months ago, you know, which is dry and not much for feeding capacity. And then we had some decent rains across much of the southern plains and central plains, and that seemed to help recharge the pastures, kind of stoke demand for calves. But now we're back into the hot and dry cycle. And that heat dome is expected to move over into the Midwest. Well, it is in the Midwest. And if it sticks around, it's going to take a toll there. So now we're kind of reverting back to this mindset of perhaps we're going to get yet more liquidation coming out of the southern plains. Cow slaughter has been running way ahead of last year, which was way ahead of the year prior. So we're doing a pretty big whack job to the beef cow herd over these last few years, which only paints a much more bullish picture down the road. But we have to get to that turning point first. We have to see some pasture. We have to get a hay crop before you start retaining calves. My guess is that the feeder cattle index was moving higher based on good rains across the southern plains. Oklahoma has done very well with moisture. And even in the northern plains, finally getting some good rains, in fact, too much, but nevertheless, at least your pastures could take advantage of all that. And, you know, probably seeing some either A, heifer retention, or B, demand for calves just to put on grass after having reduced herd size last year. So if you had the grass capacity, you were looking for cattle to put on it. Now you have to look at where we're at with this heat and this high pressure ridge. Wherever it goes, it's going to do some damage. Whether it gets parked over the Midwest or parked back over the central and southern plains, it's just going to take a toll on the beef herd. It's also going to take a toll on feed conversions, but I think that that's not the overriding factor here. So that's kind of the driver, short term. I think, we're halfway through June. I expected to see seasonal lows either in June or it may stretch out to August. But I think we're in the process of taking and making the turn from a longer term bear market into a bull market. And for feeder cattle, you know, those prices have been edging higher. But you still have to get through corn pollination. We still need to know what our corn crop looks like before you can have some confidence that we've turned that corner. And we're just not there yet. And, you know, we still have record numbers on feed. If you're going to see another round of herd liquidation and animals being pushed into the feedlot, now you got another wave of slaughter numbers coming at us probably in the winter, early winter. So you need to work through that. You need to see, have stable demand. You need to have an economy that is stable and strong. Otherwise, you have a big problem. And obviously the stock market under significant pressure yesterday was a big component of the futures price action. But the fundamentals are, short-term fundamentals are really not all that bullish just yet. And so we still have to work through that. We still have some, kill some time before we get into those easier numbers and lighter slaughter numbers and more of a longer term steady upward trend, I think, in this cattle market. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.